Hi everybody, welcome to the Haunted Cafe. My name is Amber, obviously. I just kind of wanted to jump in here real quick and explain kind of what's going on with this episode. So, I initially wanted to do a separate podcast for where I rate and review books, mostly like horror books, but I just thought about it and I was like, there's really no sense in me creating a whole nother channel and page and Spotify page too for doing basically the same thing that I'm doing on the Haunted Cafe, which is bringing spooky content. So that's why I decided to keep Chilling Chapters Book Club a part of the Haunted Cafe. So when this video starts, you're gonna hear me go, "Hi guys, welcome to Chilling Chapters, blah blah blah." And that was just, this was recorded when I was gonna make it a separate entity. So I'll probably throw in this video before all the episodes, just so you're not confused, but so that's pretty much why it's called Chilling Chapters Book Club. I'm still debating on if I want to keep that, because I think it's a really cool name, but I don't want to confuse people. It's like, oh, I thought this was the Haunted Cafe, and what's Chilling Chapters? So pretty much, if I do keep it, Chilling Chapters Book Club will be the book side of the podcast, because obviously I don't just do, you know, spooky tales and myths and legends. We do play some video games and, you know, all that other stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoy the book reviews, and yeah, let me know what you think. Hi friends, thanks for joining me today. My name is Amber and this is Chilling Chapters Book Club, where we discuss the spookiest, creepiest books authors have ever written. I also like to sprinkle in a little bit of true crime and thriller books. So yeah, how this works is I pretty much read the book, obviously, and give my most honest opinion about the book. The one that we are going to be reviewing today is The Thicket, and I'm going to try to pronounce this lady's name. It's Noelle W. Healy. I'm going to look it up one time. Oh.
Healy.
So the way that pronounce.com is pronouncing her last name is Healy, so I'm sorry if that's wrong. Here's the book. It's Noelle Healy, supposedly. sorry. Very bad at pronunciations. Alright, so here's the book, The Thicket, Noelle W. Healy, according to that website. so I have note pages now, so if you see me, like, glancing down a lot, I'm reading that. You might try to hold it off to the side, you know? Let me know. Below or to the side. Anyway, I'm gonna describe the book first. The book actually has multiple points of view. I almost said multiple personality disorder. Yeah. Anyway, it has like two or three POVs, starting with Nora, who I would consider the main character. She takes her brother to The Thicket, which is pretty much like this haunted trail that used to be an old mill with like a bunch of cabins scattered around what I would consider woods. But I'm not sure if you, I mean, obviously not everybody that listens to this is going to be from New Jersey, but there's this place that's somewhat close to us called Parvin State Park, and it pretty much has like these cabins that are scattered along a lake. So when I read this, the book, that's pretty much what I thought of. But it's pretty much, if you think of like a campground where the cabins are kind of in a row, then maybe that's like the best description of it. That night, both of the kids are upset with each other. The brother
he's kind of upset because he's a loner, not by choice. And Nora is upset with her brother because she's kind of like stuck hanging out with him, which, typical sister brother crap. So it's like this causes them to argue, and it also causes Nora to leave the Haunted Trail, and she kind of goes and just sits out in like the plaza, I think it's called, and to wait for her brother to come back. She like goes and gets food and blah blah blah. Sadly, he actually does not come back. I'm sure if you read the back of the book, you would have known that. But he actually falls victim to this killer. Him and another guy. It's basically like the worker who's like hosting the cabin. Those two are the first to die. So speaking of the killer, the next point of view is the killer. He's a cutthroat guy whose intent seems to be just kind of to inflict any type of pain possible and the worst pain possible. The dude loves the spotlight. He likes being in the news. He likes being, he likes the conversation about him. It's really fucked up. I feel like to a certain extent that that's why he actually like commits the murders is because he likes the public like view. So it like boosts his ego. And then the final point of view are three teen girls. At first I wasn't really sure how they kind of like tied into the story. But I just want to say, like, obviously without spoilers, is that they are very important to the story. They actually happen to be Nora's ex-best friends. And I think that once they got to high school, they kind of just went their separate ways. I think Nora kind of went to the stoner crowd, whereas the three girls kind of went their own way. So, I really enjoyed this book. I happened to stumble across it while I was searching for books on Amazon, and the cover kind of drew me in. Like, I was curious. It's, the thicket. I didn't know what the thicket was. So I was kind of like, what's thicket? Like, it drew me in. Like, the cover is a very good cover. And I actually, I was not expecting the ending, which I'm not gonna discuss, obviously, like, in crazy detail. But I really liked the ending. It was a really cool ending. For the most part, I kind of liked the point of view of the three girls. Like I said, it kind of started out where I was confused as to how they played a role in the entirety of it all. But it kind of started out simple. They were just getting ready for a night out, and they were like dressing in costumes because it's Halloween. And I kind of felt like I was a part of, not a part of the friends group, but I guess because I'm somewhat younger, not really, but I'm 25. Because I was kind of somewhat younger, I kind of like remembered that from my high school. Not that I went out on a bunch of like, parties or anything, but it just that like vibe, I guess. So I thought that was, really cool. It was very like descriptive, and like what I also liked about it is that the author described the world kind of around the murders and stuff that are happening, and she kind of showed that like how people's true opinions are when it comes to like death, because there's the fear aspect where everybody's like terrified, like, is this killer gonna be coming back? When is he coming back? How, what's his next step? What's the next level of his cruelty? And that definitely shows. And then there's also the morbid curiosity aspect of it, where it's like people still wanted to go to the thicket even after the murder and stuff happened because they were curious. Like, you know, there were a bunch of kids going to look for blood. They were going to look for any like brain matter that might be left. Like, or you know, like they were just like nib shitting, basically. And that's something that I could definitely see happening in real life. Like, I could definitely see people flocking to a site that they know a murder happened. I mean, it happens all the time, so, you know, it's definitely not surprising. It's kind of like a car accident where you can't help but look, even though you don't exactly want to see stuff. You kind of do want to see stuff. Like, you know, that's pretty much how everyone reacted to the Thicket murders. It was busier than ever after the murders, which, like I said, would definitely happen in real life. As I said towards the beginning, there was another guy who got murdered the same time as Brandon, which is Nora's brother. But for pretty much the whole entire book, he wasn't really mentioned again. Like, there were sprinkles of like them mentioning her mentioning him, but for the most part, it was just nothing. Like, he was not mentioned. So it was kind of weird, and I kind of felt guilty, or not guilty, but I kind of felt bad that he wasn't like mentioned. I mean, they were seeking justice, they were trying to find the killer, but he wasn't really a huge part. I understand that the main focus was like Nora and her brother, Nora leaving her brother, and like the guilt that comes with that. So, like, you know, it's understandable that he wasn't really talked about, I guess. But at the same time, I was like, what about the other dude? I think his name was like Steve. Like, that's how much he was not talked about, is that I'm not entirely sure what his name was. So, there wasn't really anything that I didn't like about the book. There were like the three. There were times where the three like teen girls kind of acted weird compared to like what I know as a child or as like a teen, like what I would do as a teen girl. But also like teen girls are fucking weird. So yeah. For example, there was one time where like one of the girls takes like a corn dog from the thing, and she like tucks it between her boobs and the like in like a corset, and she's like trying to eat it. It's like weird, you know, and somehow that attracts like this teen boy. He's like, oh, you know, she's got that corn dog. Like, I don't know, it's just like a really weird part, but it was also kind of funny too for like a book, because somehow I could kind of see some teen girl doing that kind of dumb shit and it attracting a teen boy. So yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I really think that this book would be good for young adults, and above. Like, from memory, like, I don't really remember there being any parts where like that was like overly graphic. Although she does actually describe the murder scene. But to me personally, who listens to like true crime all the time. I like that. TM. I copyrighted that. But anyway, it's not, her description of the murder scene isn't like crazy awful. So I think you know, for the most part, I think people would be fine with it. But I guess just a heads up. I would have to give the book a 10 out of 10. I really enjoyed it. The ending kind of stayed with me, even after reading it, because I'm just gonna say it, and to me personally, it ends in a cliffhanger, and I need to know more. Noelle, I'm talking to you, Nora. Sorry, that's the character. Noelle, please write another one. I need a continuation. I hope you're working on it. Sincerely, a fan. Take your time though. But yeah, I really liked it. I think everybody else will too. It was very good book. Like I said, it was kind of another book that I couldn't put down. If we are doing a rating, I think I already said it's 10 out of 10, but just in case I didn't, it's a 10 out of 10. And yeah, so that's it for this episode. Link will be in the description box below on wherever I can. So if you're interested in reading this, you know, consider going to my Amazon affiliate link and clicking it because it'll support the channel. And yeah, I will see you guys in the next video. Catch you later. I hit the mic again. My hair is just like dangerous. See ya.